97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. It is the 6 o'clock hour, so you know what that means. It's time for the Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens with you on a Friday running until 7 o'clock tonight. We're both out of here at 7 because, again, I've been lucky enough to hang around with you for 5 hours here today like we did last Friday doing the afternoon show. So it's great to be with you. Jay, what's going on, man?
What's up, Devon? Friday's a good thing. I always love draft lines because it means the weekend is approaching. and my wife and I and the girls taking a little weekend getaway this weekend.
Lovely.
So just the four of us going away for some chill time. And training camp is back. James Harden's officially a Sixer.
How about that?
Even though we knew that was coming.
For like 3 weeks.
The Phillies are approaching a trade deadline here with playoff aspirations. A lot going on this time of the year. Finally, because July's kind of a slow month in the sports calendar. But just seeing the boys back at the NovaCare Center puts a smile on your face.
Always does. Always does. So we'll get into a lot of baseball, football, as Jamie just talked about. We're looking at a lot of futures because of the NFL.
I love these bets.
And, of course, the futures for the Phillies as well, just because of them being in this playoff mix. Again, the Draft Line Show is brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Jay, Phillies, 4-game series this weekend with the Pittsburgh Pirates, one in the books on Thursday, and we're leading into the game tonight against the Pirates 4. And going into it, simply looking at it, obviously, you want to sweep, right? But 3 of 4, I thought simply winning the series, not tying the series at 2-2, taking 3 of 4 was very important for us as we talk about where they are with the Cardinals right now in the mix for this final wild card spot. Also, looking at where the Padres are right there, you're not too far behind from them.
And they're going to be getting Tatis back pretty soon here, which is only going to help them.
Yeah, so you're taking 3 of 4, I thought, was really important as we start off this 4-game series. Again, last night, having game 2 tonight, big-time importance for them to take 3 of 4 in this series.
Yeah, absolutely. Pittsburgh stinks. I mean, they're going to be sellers here at the deadline.
Yes.
The guy pitching for them tonight, Jose Quintana, having a sub-4 ERA, pretty solid year for him. You can pay special attention to him tonight because I think he's going to be on the Phillies short list. I'm hoping with the Andrew Benintendi news that went down two nights ago.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, the Yankees only get stronger. They replace the sieve in their lineup in Joey Gallo with a guy that's hitting .320 this season. He got traded for not much, which might speak well for the trade market. But he's a guy to me the Phillies should have been in on. The prospects the Yankees gave up to get him was the 19th, 21st, and potentially unranked. One source says he's their 24th prospect. But in the grand scheme of things, he went for not a lot. He's an expiring contract player. But, man, I would have loved him in center field for the Phillies. A guy hitting .320 at the top of the lineup, I think, could have done wonders for this team. Segura could be back as early as Sunday, maybe next week. But he's going to be a jolt of energy to the lineup. Maybe you can bump Stott over to shortstop and stop trotting out Didi Gregorius. But, you know, Quintana's a guy tonight for Pittsburgh that could be on the Philly short list here. You know, they've been rumored with him. They've been rumored with Cole Irvin, a couple other guys, a guy from Cincinnati. So we'll see what happens. But Dave Dombrowski and this team, I think you're going to have some stuff up their sleeves here because it is obtainable this year. They've treaded water now for a while with no Bryce and no Gene. And somehow, I don't understand how they're doing it. They're winning games. I think they're 31-18 or something around that since Rob Thompson took over. I can't figure it out, but they need help. They need a starting pitcher. They need a center fielder. And then if they do that and you get Harper back on time, I think they got a really good shot to make it. But seeing Benintendi get traded 2 nights ago. All right, Dave, you're on the clock, man. Let's make some moves here because this team needs help.
So, having a chance to be on the afternoon show for the last couple of weeks, I had a chance to speak to Jason Stark on Wednesday.
Love Jason Stark.
Visit, and Jason had talked about how they are going for it.
Good.
That's how he framed it, going forward. And he said shopping in the aisles, and the three aisles were in the order that he gave me. starting pitching, rotation pitching,
okay,
somewhere from a 3 to a 4.
Yeah, you can't count on Zach Eflin. I have some concerns about Ranger Suarez. They've kind of been pitch counting him coming out of the All-Star break. Like, they had somebody warming up the other night on his last start at 55 pitches. And I went, is this easing him in, or is this he's maybe not feeling 100% yet? So, yeah, they need some starting pitches.
And when he said 3 or 4, I'm like, okay, so that means that they don't believe Gibson can go high enough for a 3. He'll probably be around that 4 or 5. Ranger also not going, being a 3, because that's where he is right now. But with what he's already done, he can be improved over, and if he's your 4, they may feel a little bit better. And basically it was in a playoff series that you would have Wheeler, Nola, and player X and shopping in
and
that 3 or 4
an
aisle.
Upgrade there.
Exactly. So that's what he said. He mentioned number 2 being bullpen help.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Get to the center fielder.
But the bullpen help being a solidified closer.
Really?
The guy on the back end.
I like Sir Anthony. I mean, maybe they just feel
maybe
as though health-wise.
Him as a setup and, yeah, don't overuse
yeah,
him.
Yeah, don't kill him
right yet.
You know, it's been a long 2-year road back for him. Maybe that's the thought there.
Sure.
Look, I'm always for bullpen help. You can mm-hmm. never have enough bullpen arms.
Right.
But where's center field on that list?
The third.
Come on, Jason.
Mention third. He said,
I'm dying for some water out here, Jason.
Now, look, I don't know if it meant simply because of he just said it in that way.
Okay,
he just
laid
it out to me that way, and he said center field was there, and he said a glove, not necessarily looking at it as the bat. Ideally, it would be great to have that two-way type of player, but it was more of having that bat, because when you're looking at Schwarber in left and Castellanos in right,
it's not pretty.
Having to have someone that can cover ground.
Yeah.
And that was how he laid it out when we talked on Wednesday about their plans of going for it, because they recognize it. Dave Dombrowski, as he pointed out, has been doing this a long time.
Sure has.
And he knows what it needs to be done. And my final question to him was, is it possible that they could get 2 of the 3 of the aisles that he laid out with 1, 2, and 3, the starting pitch in the bullpen and the center field?
He said yes.
It's possible.
Okay.
He said it's possible. And Dave Dombrowski, again, has been doing this for a long time, so it is very possible. So I wouldn't be surprised if it did come down that way, if they found their way getting 2 of the 3 needs that they have here, and then make that push towards the postseason like we want them to do. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Speaking about the center field position, talking about Odubel Herrera, look, he's been around a long time.
Ugh.
And if they're deciding that they need to go do something, that means they're not satisfied with him going forward for the remainder of the season. Justin Verlin is someone that they looked at that can be used somewhere where he is.
I like Verlin as
he'll
a bench
play.
Bat. Yeah, if
yeah.
he's a bench bat for you, fourth outfielder, I like that
right.
situation a lot. Yeah, when you spend $224 million on a payroll, you expect results. And that result is playoff gates and merchandising and a return on your investment. So they're kind of in too deep. You're already into the luxury tax. The luxury tax isn't as crippling as some people make it out to be. So a couple minor moves here and there, it's a low bar to get over. You know, I'm not saying you need to go out and get Xander Bogaerts, or you need to go out and get Juan Soto. Like,
I saw that. Was that a real rumor? Xander Bogaerts?
They've been tied to him. I mean, Dombrowski knows him from his Boston days.
Yes.
I think he drafted him up there. So I'm sure he's got a soft spot in his heart for him. Look, you make a call on anyone when they become available. Somebody, especially a shortstop that's won the Silver Slugger. You know, but the shortstop market next year is going to have Trey Turner in it. It's going to have Dansby Swanson in it. It's going to have a couple of high-profile names again. So it's not necessarily a position I'd like to mortgage the farm to go get. But if the right trade came up, sure. The thing when people talk about Philly's trade, it's always like, well, you got to give up one of the top 5 guys. Not necessarily.
He mentioned those guys too.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, if you want to get a big piece, yeah, sure, you're going to need to dip into your top 5. But the Yankees just showed you last night, the Yankees farm system is like 13th or 14th in baseball. We're not talking about a top 3 or 4 farm system. So when you see 19, 21, and 24, or whatever it is, from their farm system, you're going, okay, you got to have something up your sleeve strong here, because that was a 320 hitter that went for not much. So some of these guys you don't have to mortgage the whole future for, but it's a low bar to be better than our center field situation.
Sure.
It'd be better than Zach Eflin, who we're probably never going to see again.
Yeah.
You know, so you just have to be better than those guys for the most part. Harper and Segura will be the biggest additions to this team.
Yep.
But you just need quality big league players. That's it.
You do. You do. You absolutely do. And I remember looking at something from John Heyman yesterday after the Yankees did what they did for Benintendi and also in talks for Juan Soto.
Yeah.
But he had mentioned, while there's no word the Yankees are officially out on Juan Soto, it's clear that they aren't currently at the forefront of those talks. So it makes sense they jumped on Benintendi when they did.
Sure.
The Padres, Cardinals, Dodgers, and Rangers, perhaps due to better prospect matches, seem more involved in Soto talks. So when you talk about
Cardinals,
San Diego right in front of you,
yeah,
Cardinals right there with you,
yeah,
forget about the Dodgers because you're not going to catch them. It's more about those two right there.
Sure.
To get a player like Juan Soto, you have to be proactive in going out there and improving this baseball team.
Yeah, that's horrifying. And, you know, then you hear the Jim Bowden from MLB Networks talking about the Mets, you know, making calls on Shohei Ohtani, and you're just going, oh, man, everybody around us is going for it. You know, and as you mentioned, the wild card teams, the division's over. In my mind, it's strictly wild card. So if the Padres and Cardinals are involved with this, and then your division leader's involved with Shohei Ohtani rumors, and chances are he's not moved, but the fact that they're even involved in those talks, and we're sitting here, and I'm watching Andrew Benintendi go by for nothing. I'm going, all right, man. Like, I'm going to wait until Tuesday, until the deadline, to really get angry. But I need to see something here because it's been 11 years. The Phillies are the second longest playoff drought in Major League Baseball right now, I believe behind Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. So, like we said, $224 million, you expect results. Let's get it done.
Yeah, that would be great, man. Get it done. And
they will do something.
Yeah.
It's just now I'm comparing it to Benintendi. So if they get a guy hitting 274, I'm going, well, Benintendi was hitting 320. That's a big difference in this lineup.
Sure.
You have a bunch of guys hitting 200. Kyle Schwarber's hitting 201. Bryson Stott's been on a tear for a month and a half, and he hasn't even gotten over 200 yet. Your leading hitter is Alec Bohm hitting 293.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that, too, because
he's having an impressive year.
What do you do with him? Do you leave him where he is towards the bottom of the lineup? Do you adjust anything with that?
Well, it's funny. This topic came up with Bob, John, and Pat, myself, the other day. I actually moved Bohm up to third. And put Harper fourth, Reese fifth, with Segura batting leadoff, Schwarber second. We were kind of split on as a show. Pat kind of agreed with me as opposed to some of the other lineups. I like rewarding a guy, but as we talked to Ricky Pitalico on Thursday morning, he said you got to be careful with that because sometimes it messes with guys' head where they're going, oh, man, they're putting me in the three hole now. They need some more run production from me. So he might try to start driving gaps more instead of just going with what he's getting.
Sure.
So Ricky believed, and look, he was in those locker rooms. I wasn't. That you keep him where he is because he's being successful there. I, to me, think, you know, he's the best hitter on the team right now with no Harper and Segura here. So I would reward him and move him up. But obviously the old school baseball kind of thought there is don't mess with a guy if it's working.
Right, and also when Gene Segura does come back, is he right back at the top of the order as far as what do you do with Schwarber then at that point? Because while, you know, Jason gave us the numbers and, of course, the game last night and all, and we get ready for tonight, but he was like 5 for 64, 3 for 64, 54, some weird number that he had, and it was like, whoa, I didn't realize it was that bad. But when you hit the home runs and you have where the home runs are at this point, you know, just
his on base is like,
oh, man, it's crazy.
It's like barely 300. It's unbelievable. I like every hit he has is basically a home run. I mean, to be hitting 201 and leading the National League. Baseball's weird this year. Like, we were down at the Braves game this past week for the day game, and just looking at some of their guys like Robinson Cano and Eddie Rosario, they're, you know, returning from injury, so they're only at like 100 at bats or 110, but it's like 188 average with an on base of 245, and you're just going, what is going on around baseball this year? A lot of guys are falling down to that Mendoza line, and it seems to be the norm and kind of accepted now.
Yeah.
As long as you can get the ball up in the air and produce some runs,
right?
That's all teams seem to care about anymore.
Right, yeah, man.
It's weird.
It is, man. But look, the thing for me that's really cool is just simply this. They're giving us a lot of fun stuff to talk about.
Yes.
Right?
And hopefully some money to make.
100%, man. And we'll mess around with the lineup a little bit tonight and all of that. But
last Friday, that Cubs line. Remember?
Yeah,
I was like plus 155.
Yeah, man.
That's tempting. I didn't do it.
And they hung a what? A 15 spot?
Yeah.
On the, was it 15-3 or 15-2?
Something
whatever
like
it was,
that.
Something weird
yeah.
like that. Yeah, it was really tough, man. But nah, again, we love doing this with you all. We love having these conversations with you. And we always enjoy having this fun with you, talking about the game, talking about the team in general and what they need to do. This is a really important stretch for them with the trade deadline.
And a bad team.
And a bad team right now where you need to take three or four from this group. So
yeah.
Hopefully they can do all of that and get those reinforcements as well in here in a little bit. So let's get into, as we hang out with you again, the 6 o'clock hour on the Draft Line Show is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 17 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's Diamond Destination. This is the Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens with you until 7.
I appreciate the way they write root out on our copy sheet, because I always get tripped up. Root route. And it's a coin flip of what you're going to get. I don't know what I'm going to say until it comes out of my mouth.
Right.
Root or route. So they wrote this as R-O-O-T, which I appreciate, because my dumb brain crisscrosses that one a lot.
Yeah, root, route, whatever you want to
football
say.
Football route, or is it a route?
It's a route.
Yeah,
it's a route. Yeah, Route 66.
Yeah, but it could be Route 66.
Could be Route 66. However you want to say it, you have at it, and we believe you.
English language is weird.
We know where you're going. We know where you're going. All right, man, looking at this one, and looking at the game, and just simply looking at the generic numbers and overall with the game itself as we look at the Phillies and...
I feel like it's going to be an over weekend a little bit.
And you know, number one is always a 1.5 run line. So we're not going there.
Yeah.
You know that there are the leaders in the money line. However, when we start to talk about in our same game parlay and we look at them, all right, we take them in the money line. It doesn't matter what the number is. We just take them to win.
Yeah.
All right, the money line is. But to get a hit, do we go Alec Bohm because of...
He's been on fire.
How good he has
been? He's seeing the ball really well. He's going to the opposite field. He's kind of doing that cliche, taking what they're giving him. Thing and it's really working for him now. Yeah, I kind of would. He's been locked in.
All right, so let's lock him in to a hit.
Castellanos and DD we're not going to touch, because those guys look lost up there right now.
Now do we go home run? Do we jump in on that?
Schwarber's kind of, he's got what, two since the All Star break. I feel like he's due for a PNC bomb.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we'll put him in there. Right now, we're already at plus 400.
Nice. Good start.
All right, good start. Plus 400. And that's where we'll go for them. Let's go to total bases. Let's see if I can find a quick total basis for you and see if we can run something up. Do we go? You already said you're staying away from Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, no thanks.
And,
dude's flailing at every first pitch up there. He's got to get out of that house, man. That house is no good. Bad vibes. Yeah, bad vibes in that Ben Simmons house.
Yeah,
get out, man.
Get out.
You got 4 more years after this. We need you, man.
Be an adult.
Yeah. Do the right thing.
Do the right thing. Get out of there. But total bases, Alec Bohm, you know, 1 plus, 2 plus, 3 plus, 4 plus. The minus is in the 1 plus, and all the pluses are in the, all the plus overs there are in the 2, 3, 4 plus.
What's the 2 plus?
Right now it's at plus 105.
All right. I'm okay with that. I think anything more than that gets... What's the 3 odds?
All right, so one of the picks was replaced for the hit simply because we went total bases, so that moves us to plus 625.
Oof. Yeah, I'll stay at the 2, not get too greedy.
Okay.
All right,
625 is where we are with that one. Bryson Stott.
He's swinging a nice bat, too. He's been pretty hot for a month and a half.
He is playing well.
Yeah, he's playing pretty well.
Right, even though his average is still below 200.
Which is unbelievable.
It's crazy because we think about more of the clutch things that he's done.
Uh-huh.
The game winners, the hits in the eighth inning, the 3-run home run that he had against the Braves. We look at those things instead of, he's batting under 200.
Yeah, well, he just kind of looks like he belongs. When he's hit the 2 game-winning home runs this year, he's had the closed stance, and I believe they were both 2-strike counts. He looks like he's going to be a professional hitter. Like, he has a good approach up there. He protects the plate well. I think he's got good pitch selection. You know, the number isn't there on his average yet, but you're seeing a lot of things you like from the kid. He's been hitting well.
We'll stay away from him for right now.
All right.
Just because the numbers are so weird with him and not knowing We'll stay away from that one for him.
What's
right
Reese?
Now.
I feel like Reese always plays well in Pittsburgh.
Reese is currently, as I look at his total bases, 1 plus, 2 plus, 3 plus, 4 plus. The highest being plus 250 with 4 plus.
Oof.
Not going there.
No, thank you.
3 plus, 175. And minuses on 2 and 1.
It's, minus on 2, huh?
Yeah, minus 110. Ooh. Minus 110.
Mm. What would that increase our parlay to? Is it even one we...
It jumps us to 1,000 even.
Plus from plus 670?
625.
I'm in on that. That's a nice little plump up there.
All right, same game parlay.
Yeah.
Got it. Four picks. And we're already at 1,000.
It's not bad.
Plus 1,000. So we put our weird number in as always, and we get $55.
It's not bad. That's
our,
obtainable. Nothing
on,
crazy
on
in there.
On our four pick parlay. And with
just
our
a couple
four,
bags.
Exactly, man. I mean,
win. And I mean, a Schwarber bomb.
You, new customers get a free bet up to $1,000, so you know how that goes. And we always tell you about the same game parlays that are always ongoing. So go ahead and jump in like we have with the same game parlays. Take advantage of that at DraftKings Sportsbook app, and you will find yourself hopefully a winner in jumping in on the same game parlay there for the Phillies. We gave you a four quick one. Right there at plus 1,000, Phillies to win, home run by Kyle Schwarber, a 2+ total bases for that one, Rhys Hoskins in PNC, and then also we had Alec Bohm to make sure that he gets two total bases.
All right, you can do it, Alec. We believe in you.
Make sure I have that correct. Total bases, 2+ for Alec Bohm, and total bases, 2+ for Rhys Hoskins as well.
Little so, four-piece nuggets for the weekend.
Piece. So, yeah, simple. Simple. Yeah. We're not going any
That's where I get myself far. In trouble with the same games, is I start getting the 7, 8, 9 legs, and I'm going, yeah, come on, you're
not,
an idiot.
Exactly. We're not going too far.
Back off, DraftKings.
We're keeping it simple, so go ahead again. Make sure you check out the same game parlays with the spreads, the money lines, over-unders, and the props, and your options are endless. There at DraftKings Sportsbook. Jay, football season. It's training
camp. I can't wait.
Training camp time. We need to talk a little bit about that as we have camp underway. Day 2 on the field for the Birds. A walkthrough on Thursday, on the field for 58 minutes on Wednesday. And today they also had a practice as well. Their second of the start of training camp. And we have to get into lot of the futures.
I love futures bets because, I've told you a million times, you get a whole season of enjoyment out of it. You get great odds. You don't have to put a lot of money to have fun with it. But the thing I love right now, when you go to the DraftKings Sportsbook page and you click on NFL, week 1 lines.
Week 1 lines. I have
They're up.
That's the fun same game parlays that we have, but they include other divisions and winners. Got a little spicy one
nice.
For you when we come back right here on the Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings. That's Jamie Lynch. I'm Devon Givens. This is a Friday night hanging out with you, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. 97.5 The Fanatic here. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens, the Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Always great to hang out with you on the DraftKings. And make sure you check them out by downloading the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today. And use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, Jay, I said I had a spicy one. Before we get to the week one lines and get to the future ones, I have a spicy parlay that the DraftKings Sportsbook app has put together here.
I love spicy parlays.
I know. That's why I termed it the spicy one, because I know you like them. Young Guns. Each of these teams' quarterbacks are all 25 years old or younger. Check this out.
Oof.
Division winners. 3 of them.
Herbert, Burrow, and...
You're smart. You're smart. That's why I like working with you. I said spicy.
Is it
spicy?
It's not Mac
Jones. I said spicy. Come on.
Jalen Hurts.
Exactly.
Wow. What are the odds on that?
Cincinnati Bengals division winner. Chargers, Los Angeles, division winner.
That's the one that's the toughest one because that's the nastiest division in football.
And the Philadelphia Eagles, division winner in this Young Guns parlay of plus 2,359.
Ooh.
Huh?
Look, Eagles is very obtainable. I'm not sweating that one. Burrow should be able to do it. It's that Herbert one.
Out there,
that's a bloodbath
with
the
Raiders, the Chiefs, Raiders, and the Chiefs Broncos.
And oh yeah, Russell Wilson just joined the team because
exactly. Well,
the Broncos have a really good team
defensively
outside a quarterback. They have three really good wide receivers, decent running game, defense, offensive line, really good defense. Now you throw a Hall of Fame quarterback on that team. Obviously, nobody knows yet, but that division is going to be brutal.
So
Davante Adams joining the Raiders,
yes.
Yes. Man, that's going to be a tough one.
Yep.
Can the Chargers pull it off?
Can the Chargers pull it off? But if we only go with our mock number, we have plenty NFL bets to make where we will make our money back.
Plus 2,300 and what?
79.
Oof.
59. So if we put $5 up, $122.96 is the payout.
That's not bad for $5.
For $5.
I'll bet on a lot of things.
You do
worse
that for $5?
Bucks? Worse than that for $5.
And exactly. We got 18 weeks of football, 17 weeks season.
Yeah, I just bought some Powerball tickets. That's a worse
odds
than that.
Hey, $1 billion. $1 billion. This is a piece of cake. This is nothing. That's a dinner.
Yeah.
At Wendy's.
My wife was up in the Poconos, and I was like, stop at the most bo-dump gas station you can find because these never hit in downtown Philly.
No.
Or you know, Flower Town. It's always some town you've never heard of.
Yes,
so.
Jay, me and Tyler already have one. We include you in it.
Yeah, I'm already in a couple pools.
Are you?
Yeah, no chance.
All right.
I'm in one with cousins. I'm in one here at work.
Yeah.
How much did you guys throw in?
$5.
I think
it was.
So 10 total?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to us all.
Thank you.
Yes.
we're all trying to win. Trying to win that billion.
I don't know if you'll see me on Draft Lines next week if I hit that Billy.
No, let's keep doing Draft Lines.
All right, I'll keep doing
Draft Lines.
John, Bob, Pat, it was great working with you in the morning. I'm exclusively a full-time DraftKings Draft Lines.
From home.
Yes, from my home studio.
Yes.
That I built.
Drive over with the soundproof and come visit. And
yeah, 1 hour a week, that'd be nice.
Lemonade.
Yeah, that'd be a nice work week.
Tea.
Yeah.
Yes, but yes. $1 billion.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I don't even know.
$1 billion.
I think the cash out was $629 million or something like
after
that.
After taxes, I'll take $400.
Yeah, I could do it. I can do okay with that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What are we worried about?
We could buy an NFL team.
Yes, we could.
With one other investor.
Yes, we could. DraftKings, you want to talk to us?
Yeah. DraftKings. You guys got capital. Let's go.
Exactly.
Let's buy a team.
All right. But, fun aside, because we're not joking.
No.
It's fun because we're going to win. But, yes, man. Listen, the young.
That's
guns.
A good one. Yeah, the Chargers is my hang up there.
Yes.
If it was a semi easier, I'm still going to bet it because it's for $5. Why not? But if that was slightly an easier conference, I might go big on that one.
Okay.
I do like the Eagles. It is concerning me a little bit that they're kind of becoming the media sweetheart.
Yeah, but you know what, man? It is what it is.
I know.
If we recognize it, they recognize it.
But I'm a Philadelphia sports fan, Devon.
Yes, but
when
you know
I hear
me,
that.
You know me. My thing is always, hey, guys, stay out of family business.
Yeah.
We got this. There are enough of us. We can handle it from here.
I'd rather sleep on them.
Talk about those other teams. Talk about the Carolina Panthers and all those other squads that you want to jump in on. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
Right.
I like Burrow and Hurts to win their divisions. It's just, I don't know. The Chargers just are kind of a choke organization.
Yep.
So I don't know if they can. I mean, the Chiefs have won it, what, 6 years in a row? Like, I know they lost Tyreek, but it's still Patrick Mahomes.
And he's still Brent Selleck. I mean, Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
not Brent Selleck.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yes, you still have that. All right. Let me give you a couple of
other
ones.
But the Kelces are Cincinnati players where Brent Selleck went, so you had the Cincinnati Bearcat.
On my mind.
Confusion.
On my mind. Yes, absolutely on my mind. And I just heard LeSean McCoy talk about Brent Selleck when he was trying to...
When he roasted Nnamdi on the first practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then... And then
Burton or somebody else was...
No, it was... It was
like, it was actually me.
Yeah. Clay Harbor.
Yeah.
Clay Harbor.
Like, no, it was me. It was toasted Nambi.
Yeah, come on, give me some credit. Yeah. All right, let me give you a few of these specials that they have before we get to the week ones and the futures. Rams rinse repeat. Stafford had last season regular season passing yards 4,886.
He had 4,886 yards
and won the Super Bowl. So the special here is at plus 1,500. Stafford 4,501 plus passing yards and the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
These better be some nice odds
at plus 1,500.
Those are pretty nice odds. I mean, when's the last time somebody repeated?
They don't.
Yeah. I'm probably going to save my money on that one.
So the one thing that you would feel good about is the 4,501 passing yards. Yes.
They got Allen Robinson out there who's with the best receiver in the league last
arguably
year.
Arguably the best in the league, yes.
I think that Allen Robinson, for you fantasy people out there, is going to be... He might be getting drafted too high. I haven't done mocks and stuff yet.
Neither have I.
But he might be a sneaky good pickup this year because of that offense and because Stafford just slings it. And you got to pay Cooper Kupp his respect and worry about him. So he might be able to run for... You know, he went from years in Chicago being a really good receiver with no quarterback play. Now he's going to this offense with Cooper Kupp opposite him. He might be entering a whole new world of fun.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that one. Father Time, Tom Brady, back again.
Jeez.
Retired and he's coming
this
back.
He's a vampire.
Brady has 157 quarterback sneaks, 85 more than second place.
Wow.
And 27 rushing touchdowns all time. So, here's the Father Time special.
Almost one a year for him. What's he got? He's got to be like 23, 24 years in the league already, right?
Tom Brady in Tampa to be a number one seed in the National Football Conference, in the NFC. Brady over 2.5 rushing touchdowns. They love to get a little tricky.
Yeah, they do.
They love doing this. They love doing this and getting everybody to bite. It's at plus 500. Plus 500 is the number for the special for Tom Brady for 2.5 rushing touchdowns. Yes.
I'm trying to look up his career. Because, God, I mean, I'm sure they've happened, but.
And again,
I don't recall many.
He has 157 quarterback sneaks. That's 85 more than second place all time. Big body quarterback. Lean over. He's not going to run much. But he does have 27 touchdowns all time. So as you pointed out, he's got like one a year. 1.5.
17.
Okay.
And he needs 3 this year? I don't think so. And they got to be the one seed?
And they got to be the one seed.
Yeah.
Plus 500. Stay away from that one.
I'll pass on that one.
All right, let's stay away from that one. We did the Young Guns, Tampa Bay, and the Bills Mafia. Tampa Bay. Buccaneers to be the NFC number one seed and the Bills to be the AFC number one seed.
I do like the Bills to be the AFC number one
seed. This is a good number. Plus 1,400.
That's not bad at all. That has my interest a little bit. Because if the Rams don't repeat as the one seed, you figure Tampa's probably in the next best position to do it. Maybe the Packers, but we yet to see how that goes without Devontae Adams. Maybe Aaron Rodgers just makes guys. You know, we'll find out. That's not bad. Plus 1,400 for that. I like that a little bit.
Okay. All right.
That's worth a shot.
Appreciate everybody listening again. Draft Lines here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens with you. Brought to you by DraftKings. Regular season leaders. We have Herbert last year was second in passing yards in the NFL.
Wow.
Justin Herbert. Jonathan Taylor had the most rushing yards by over 500 yards. In the NFL.
Now, out Salem, New Jersey.
Now, remember, Derrick Henry was out for quite a bit.
That's true, yes.
But doesn't mean he wouldn't have run the title, but he was over 500 yards, won it by over 500 yards over the second leading rusher. The special here at plus 4,000.
Ooh.
Herbert to be number one passing yards on the season.
Figure if he's two last year, it was a good shot.
And Jonathan Taylor
to be
the rushing champ.
Well, Matt Ryan's in Indy now.
I don't think the targets there do much.
Yeah.
It's the Kansas City part, Buffalo, Derek Carr in Oakland, Las Vegas, pardon me.
Yeah.
And here with Justin Herbert, maybe even Joe Burrow, but they like to, of course, use Joe Mixon a lot, so maybe not Joe Burrow. But I would say from four teams specifically, I would think that he would be one of the four, Justin Herbert.
Yeah, I would think so. And they have
Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, right?
Yeah, they have some good targets there. Mike Williams was a guy, if he hit the market, I really wanted the Eagles to be in on him.
Eckler out of the backfield.
Yeah, he's a fun player.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad one. Would you say it was plus 4,000?
Yes, sir.
Damn you, DraftKings.
Again, $5?
Yeah.
Hey, see, all right,
next thing I know, I'm going to be throwing out so many $5 bets, I'm going to miss next month's mortgage.
We can spice it down to $1.
No, I like the $5.
All right, you want $2?
Yeah.
$82?
$82 for $2?
$2.
That's not bad.
You get $80.
Yeah.
You can do that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so again,
and you get a whole season.
We got to spread it out.
Yeah.
We got to spread it out with these specials.
If I was smart, I'd actually have a spreadsheet of my bets and my money.
Well,
and
we have the audio.
Valuation.
We can always go back.
Yeah.
These are specials that are going to be around quite a bit before the season starts. So I don't think you have to worry. And our final parlay special, week one revenge games. Then we'll get to the games. We'll get to the Eagles and the futures. Russell Wilson versus Seattle. The Chargers versus the Rams. LA, week 18 rematch. And New England lost both to Miami last season. So, here is the parlay, plus 415, so a modest number.
Okay.
Broncos to win versus Seattle.
That should be a lock.
Chargers to win versus the Raiders. So I said the Rams, my bad.
Does it specify where that game is?
Raiders. Does not.
Just have to beat them once.
Check it in there if you don't mind. You know what? I do have it here. That's my bad. Let me see. They do have, it's in L.A.,
okay.
In L.A.
That makes it a little easier.
Yeah. They have it here as L.A.R., so I thought it was the Los Angeles Rams, where it's the Las Vegas Raiders. So that's the Chargers to beat the Raiders in Los Angeles.
All right.
And then the Patriots to beat the Dolphins in that game.
The Patriots-Dolphins thing is
in Miami.
Is weird because Miami always plays the Patriots well, even when they're having down years. And Miami might have the nastiest 1-2 punch of a receiver in the league with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill now. I don't. It's the New England thing that's got me hung up.
And by the way, it looks like this is the Sunday night game, Denver in Seattle.
Really?
Monday night. Sorry.
Okay. It's the Miami one that's got me hung up. I like the other ones, but I have a feeling Miami takes that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So if we did put our mock number down of $5, you would only get $25.78. So you have to get a little tricky with it and put some money up there for that particular one. So those are all of the specials that they have as of right now on DraftKings Sportsbook app. Some fun ones right there. Some really fun ones to get involved with. All right. I know you wanted to jump in on some of the other, just not only the game line, some specials, and we'll get to the futures to talk about not only the Eagles, but everybody else in the National Football League. What do you have that has caught your eye so far?
Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff in here. I mean, you can check out the team specials props, team future props, a lot of that. I always like looking at the awards just because, to me, that's just a fun bet. I always bet the MVP. Josh Allen, I think it's his year to take it. He's the favorite in DraftKings. At plus 700, I just think the Bills are going to steamroll this year. I think they're going to be like a 13-4 type of team, maybe even 14-3. I just feel like it's their year.
Regular season.
Yeah, so you know, you're probably going to have to be a one seed to get the MVP.
Sure.
There's a reason Josh Allen's the favorite. Looking at value, Patrick Mahomes at plus 900, that's probably pretty good value. I mean, the Chiefs have, we just said, won the division 6 years in a row. Toughest division in football. If you come out of that at 12-5 or something.
And they had an up and down, even though they were still good during the regular season, they had an up and down where it was like, oh, are they going to actually lose this division?
Yeah.
Are they gonna have to play, you know, during the wild card? Is that what they're going to have to do? And the way that they exited the postseason and no Tyreek Hill, it just seems like they're going to be on some sort of mission.
Yeah. He's going to turn Marty's Valdez Scantling into like the next Tyreek Hill right. or something crazy.
Right.
You know?
And
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Mecole Hardman.
18 touchdowns this year or something wild.
Exactly.
I mean, it's funny because it's a quarterback award. You look at the first like 20 guys on the list. And Trey Lance is ahead of the first non-running back in Derrick Henry.
Where's Jalen Hurts? Is he on this MVP list?
He is. So it looks like he comes in 10th. At plus 2,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So look, if the Eagles win the division and are one of the top, you know, two seeds in the East, something like that.
Wow.
You got to consider him.
Who's he in front of?
So he is in front of Lamar Jackson, which is, he's actually tied with Lamar. They're both plus 2,000.
Okay.
Kyler Murray also plus 2,000.
Sheesh.
Then right behind him is Derek Carr, Matt Ryan, Deshaun Watson, Trey Lance.
All right, so once it starts to drop, it starts to drop. I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm honestly surprised that he is 10th.
And then
I would have
right
expected
ahead of him
to be a little bit lower.
Yeah, right ahead of him is Dak, Stafford, and Russell Wilson.
Okay.
That Russell Wilson one looks like good value to me at plus 1,400. Because of the same thing we talked about with the Chiefs, whoever wins that division, and if they do it in an impressive fashion, I think that's going to be weighted pretty heavily in these discussions. So plus 1,400 for I might be overloving Russell Wilson, and he could end up being a bust. Corniest dude in the league, but one of my favorite dudes to watch. I think he's near perfect as a quarterback.
Mm.
I think he's going to have a bounce back year. I think there was a recency bias that he like stinks now or something. I don't know where that came from.
He was banged up a little bit.
Yeah.
Couldn't play the way that we're accustomed to seeing him.
But he's got three stud receivers. He's got a good defense. I think the Broncos are in a position to make some noise. So if they do that, plus 1,400 is good value there.
Okay.
So those are three guys I'll probably sprinkle on. You know, a Matthew Stafford at plus 1,500 isn't a dumb bet.
No, because if we talking about, again, putting up 4,500 yards.
Yeah.
Sure.
So those are fun bets.
What about Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp on the list is plus 6,000.
Hmm.
So after Derrick Henry goes Kirk Cousins, Tua, Jonathan Taylor, Mac Jones, Cooper Kupp. And right behind, actually tied with Cooper, is Deebo Samuel.
How about Offensive Player of the Year? Is that a category
yes,
that they have
is.
Up there already?
So this would be the non-quarterback
yes.
MVP
award. So where's
award.
Cooper Kupp on that one?
Cooper Kupp is actually third on that one. Jonathan Taylor leads it at plus 1,000. Then it goes Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, Josh Allen, which, okay. And then you start getting into the quarterbacks, Justin Herbert, Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Jamar Chase. And then Jalen Hurts is plus 3,000 on this one, too.
I would look at Cooper Kupp at plus 1,200.
That's pretty good value. Yeah.
For Offensive Player of the Year.
I mean, he had statistically probably the best wide receiver season ever last year. So, yeah, that's probably pretty good value. It's interesting that he's behind Deebo Samuel. I wonder if that's just because Deebo can run it, catch it. But he still seems
like
to be
a multi-purpose player that he is.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to be.
No. Which is, I'm like, dude, you're one of the most dynamic
you're
weapons
getting
in
a lot
the league.
Of touches.
Yeah. I think what he means is don't kill me before I get to my big contract.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, take it easy on me there, bro.
And I'm a wide receiver. Pay me as such, not a running back.
Yes. And that's the other part of it is running backs aren't valued in this league. So don't get me killed and let me get my payday before you do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I get where he's coming from to a degree, but. Interesting, he's ahead of Cooper Kupp.
Okay. All right, any other ones that stand out to you that you throw out? Because I know I'll throw out some team futures at you and just go again with the update, everybody, with where we are. As far as the Super Bowl goes, the Philadelphia Eagles are at plus 2,500 to win, and they are behind Bills, Bucks, Chiefs, Packers, Rams, Chargers, 49ers, Broncos, Cowboys, Ravens, Bengals, and Colts. The Eagles are plus 2,500 right in front of the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh, yeah, I don't think they're winning the bowl this year.
Okay.
If I had to bet a Super Bowl winner, I'd probably take the Bills.
Okay.
I just feel like it's...
And they are plus 600.
Yeah.
Is the leader.
I wonder if you can throw those in a parlay. Bills, Super Bowl, Josh Allen, MVP. Spice that baby up.
Okay. All right.
Defensive Player of the Year, one jumps out to me a little bit. And this is going to be painful for Eagles fans to hear, but Micah Parsons at plus 1,000.
That's nice.
He's fourth on the list behind TJ Watt, Myles Garrett, Aaron Donald. That interests me some. And also Nick Bosa at plus 1,500 for Defensive Player of the Year because he's got a counterpart on the other side now in Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make his life a lot easier.
Okay.
But Micah Parsons intrigues me at plus 1,000.
That is a good one. That is a really good one. All right, let me give you the division winner. As of right now, Dallas is the leader in the NFC East.
They got worse.
Plus 135. So the Eagles, if you like it, at plus 165.
I do like that a little bit. Washington will be better, but I don't think they'll win the division good yet. Giants stink. They might be better than they were last year, but Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come down to Eagles and Cowboys, in my opinion. The Cowboys got worse. The Eagles got better. Is that enough? I think Dallas has a tougher schedule than the Eagles. It's pretty good value at 165. It's probably worth a bet.
Yeah. All right. And the regular season wins for the Birds still at 9.5.
I like the over.
Still at 9.5.
Yeah, I like the over. I think they're going to be.
I do too.
I think they're going to be 10-7 at worst, 11-6 kind of likely.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, man, that is it. That is always a fun one.
Yeah.
Hang out with you on a Friday. And I get to leave when you leave.
Yeah. How about that?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get to leave when you leave. And I always
feel bad when I go, all right, see, it's my weekend, and you got a full show ahead.
I got three more hours to go. Yeah. No, I get it, man. But, hey, what's for dinner tonight?
We're going to be out of our element.
Right, you're going to be out.
So, she's probably got something for the car ride down.
All right.
And then I'm out of my comfort zone all weekend. So, whatever Virginia's mountains have to offer me, I'll be eating up.
All right. That's good. And a Fanatic Friday is presented by PumpManPhilly.com. Need a water pump expert for your facility for 24/7 emergency repair or pump replacement. Count on Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. I'll be back with you, Jamie, on Monday.
Looking forward to it.
Part of the morning show.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
Monday,
right?
Monday, Tuesday,
we got you
Wednesday.
3 days.
Yeah, so I'll be in with the guys on Monday. I look forward to that. Everybody, have a great weekend. And really, you know, we hope that you enjoy yourself and be safe out there. Whatever you do, whether it's the heat or just simply out there having a great time, make sure that you have a really good one. We appreciate everybody checking in with us, as always. And we will catch up with you next week here on the Draft Line Show. And coming up next, as we get ready to hand things off, coming up next on this Friday will be Dean Lynam with you until 10 o'clock. Dan Fritz, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Jay, have a great weekend.
Yeah,
talk
you
to you
too.
On Monday.
Everybody out there, have a great weekend.
You
thanks.
Got it, man. Coming up next, Dean Lynam, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.